Essential business or not, everybody is feeling this. It's a different world. I mean, you look at the highways and so forth. I mean, there's no traffic out there. I mean, it's just different, you know. People that are still driving to work, and yes, there are some. But I guess you can drive about as fast as you want. I don't think you're going to get pulled over unless you're really ridiculous. At any rate, welcome back to the No Panic Zone. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. My next guest, clearly essential, and that's Jerry Anderson from DTE, the executive chair. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Thanks. Happy to be here, Steve.
Good to have you here. So DTE, obviously, having power is essential to everybody, those that are staying at home, those that are running our healthcare facilities, those that are running communications. Obviously, it's essential. But I'm going to guess you've seen big changes in your offices, people staying away from each other, you know, not working at the office if possible. All of those changes affect you as well, don't they?
Well, they sure do. So we have about 11,000 employees across 25 states, and right now 7,000 of those employees are working from home. But that means we have almost 4,000 of our people who are on the front line and still out there in the workplace. As you said, times like this, you understand in a hurry what's essential, and flowing electricity and flowing natural gas is absolutely essential. So those folks on the front line at DTE are the real heroes in our company right now.
Now, I could not agree with you more. I could not agree with you more on that. I mean, they really are making it happen. So something else that we're seeing, General Motors, Ford, Dow Chemical, a host of companies that are here in Michigan, working with companies like your own, putting CEOs together, pulling experience, looking at what they have for resources. How do we pull together? Where can we contribute to blunt the spread of this virus? For GM and Ford, they're talking about helping to make ventilators. For other companies, they're looking at other places where they can contribute to really help fight this virus and blunt it, stop it, slow it down. DT intimately involved with that as well, correct?
No, that's absolutely true. In fact, I would say it was a couple weeks ago when we realized that we were going to be hit by a wave in this state that our businesses, in large part, weren't ready for because we had not seen it before. But there were companies who were better prepared because they were living with it in China and Italy, Spain. And those were the Michigan companies with international operations. So I'm currently chairing Business Leaders for Michigan, and I reached out to the CEOs of those companies and said, look, we've got to put a playbook together for the companies who are not as far up the curve as you are. So ultimately, we pulled together about a dozen companies, GM, Dow, Lear, Ford, Quicken, Stryker, Steelcase, Henry Ford Health Systems, Meyer and Whirlpool were in there, I think Herman Miller and Barton Mallow too. And what we really did is get their COVID-19 response experts. And we met on the phone into the night, many nights, putting together a playbook on how to deal with this. And we now have that posted on a website, a whole bank of experience that people got overseas largely. The website is blmcovid19.com. And, you know, businesses, many of them that aren't in critical industries, are shut down in large measure. But we're not going to be shut down forever. And when we reopen,
that's right,
I can guarantee you that we're going to need to have practices in place that continue to protect our employees.
And you're exactly right about that.
Every business needs to understand these practices, and that's why we put them together.
You're exactly right. And in fact, there was a fair amount of confusion about the stay-at-home, stay-safe order, about who is essential and who's not. Not as specific as it should have been. And you say that we need specificity so people know, because, you know, one guy might think he's essential and the next guy down the street might think that he's not, and they could both be wrong. I mean, that's part of the problem we face. So you're exactly right. We need to be specific about who can go out and do what jobs. We need to be specific about how we're going to pivot back, because we're not going to stay locked in our basements for the next 6 months. We understand that, because the economy couldn't take it, right? I mean, let's be honest.
Well, you know, that's true. So, look, a few days ago, we realized the inevitable, that the state, like so many other countries and other states, was going to move to shelter at home. So we gave input to the governor on how to go about this. And, you know, a fair amount of that experience was incorporated. I agree with you. There are some folks who are confused about essential, non-essential, or critical, non-critical. And the state's a bit overrun, but I do think they need to bring as much clarity to this as they can. And we all need to use our good judgment. But right now, this group that we pulled together is beginning to turn our attention to the day after the worst of the healthcare crisis begins to fade, when our economy will step by step begin to return to more normal levels of activity. And that isn't going to happen in one step with the flip of a switch. The return is going to need to be carefully staged and carefully thought through, with companies that have inherently lower risk, or geographic areas that have lower incidence rates, probably returning first, and then more and more economic activity over time. But we need to get thinking about that. I know the urgency right now is in our hospitals and with the growing caseload, but there is very real economic pain and economic wreckage building as well. That I can tell you, I have two brothers who are entrepreneurs, and they understand the health crisis, but they're also deadly worried about where this is going to lead their families and their businesses. And that's true for so many of our people.
Millions.
So we need to begin the planning. Millions of people. We need to begin the planning to put our economy back on its feet, bring it out of this sort of induced coma that we've gone into, and stand it back up when the time is right.
Jerry Anderson is the DTE executive chair and putting together the resources of CEOs and others. Induced coma is a good way to put it, hoping to reduce the fever, right, of this virus spread. But what I like and what I'm hearing from you, a couple of things, Jerry: optimism, an eye to the future, and no politics, just solutions. That's what we need more of. I don't need game playing. I don't need to see finger pointing. I need to see people talking about how we're going to move forward when it's time to move forward, and that day is coming. Now, we're going to see some dark days between now and then, but that day is coming, as you've aptly pointed out, and I think that it is terrific that you and others that have a lot of experience are looking toward how we get rolling again. I'll give you the last word.
Well, you are right that we have no time for personal agendas. This is a time when every healthy adult has to step forward and figure out how they contribute. That's bottom line. The second thing is, we've been through tremendously difficult experiences in this country before, and we've gotten through them. We'll get through this. But in those times, we pulled together. And so that is what we need now. Everybody who can throw themselves against this in the right way needs to do it. And if we have that mindset, we pull through.
Great way to leave it, Jerry. Great way to leave it. Thank you for being here in the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show. Jerry Anderson from DTE. Come back and update us when you can, but thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thanks for doing what you are.
There you have it, Jerry. Thank you so much. It is the Steve Gruber Show. Again, you can find out more at stevegruber.com. Drop me a note. Tell me what you're thinking, what you're seeing, what you're feeling. And follow us on Facebook, The Steve Gruber Show, back after this.
There's satisfaction in building something new, something important, in something that will last for generations. Right now, there are job openings across Michigan for construction workers of all kinds. It could be you. Demand for construction workers has never been higher. You can help build roads, bridges, and infrastructure all across Michigan. And remember, construction workers are cool. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner to find out more about opportunities, education, and real possibilities for your future. Click on the Michigan Construction banner at stevegruber.com. Do it today.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
I'm asking teens like me, what are your plans for the future?
Definitely going to college, absolutely.
We're going to the state championship. Yeah!
I'm getting a great job, you know, something I love.
I want to travel, see the world.
No one said teen pregnancy. Say yes to your plans. Say yes to a brighter future. Learn more at michigan.gov/abstinence. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.